Welcome to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. The podcast is produced for leaders, young and experienced, in ministry and the marketplace. Now, let's join Dr. Steve Green as we seek to be led by the Holy Spirit so we might lead others according to God's purpose.
Welcome back to Green Lines. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. You know, sometimes it's the little things that matter most. Sometimes we go home from work and remember the littlest part of the day. I'd like to speak to that point just after this word from our sponsor.
Are you ready for the next step in your career? Let Grace College Online bring the classroom to you. Discover flexible, convenient degree programs in business, education, ministry, and more, all grounded in biblical values. Grace College, located in Winona Lake, Indiana, is an evangelical Christian community of higher education, offering graduate and bachelor's degrees designed for you and your busy schedule. Finish in as little as 16 months in an affordable program that includes books in the cost of admission. Get started today at online.grace.edu. That's online.grace.edu or call 1-800-823-8533.
Sometimes the little things really make a difference in the lives of people because they remember how we look, they remember how we speak, remember even the actions that we take around the office. As leaders, we've got to be mindful that the little things add up to big things. And yet at the same time, I've got to be careful as I work with others to not be noticing the little things that add up to mistakes. Sometimes leaders can be so in your face that they see everything. And it tends to go at a time when maybe it's not most desired by the work team. It happens because people are picky. And I'm picky. I like perfection. But at the same time, I've got a realism that that's just not real. That perfection is not going to happen in the average workplace. We can strive for better. You know, you've been listening to me for a little while now, so you know that I have a definition of excellence, and it's a pretty powerful definition. It's real simple. If you can look at a task that's been finished and you can see a way to make it better, it's not excellent. It's good. It may even be real good. But excellence is that when you look at it, you can't find one opportunity to improve. You don't see one thing to do better. And I guess I strive for that. I don't strive for perfection, but I do strive for excellence. That when we're looking at a task, we're looking at something we just completed, whether I've written an article or I've completed a podcast, I'll look at it and I'll review it and say, I can do better. So do we settle? Do we let things go? As leaders, we've got to decide when a relationship and influence matters more than letting go of little things. That there are little things that we want to major on, and I call that majoring on a minor. One of the things that young leaders have to learn the hard way is to not do that. Don't major on minors. That we can spend our entire life fixated on little things and miss the big stuff. It's the big things. It's the majors that major, that I want to major on. So let me give you the inverse of that formula. We've got to not minor on the majors. That we can just go backwards. We can major on the little things and miss the big stuff. If I minor on the big stuff, I won't be around long. That's one thing I know for sure as a leader, that if I'm not getting results, if I'm not doing the things that matter most, I'll have a very short career, a very short time in that job, because the big things aren't getting done. They will add up. Little things don't always add up. Sometimes they can. They can accumulate. They can change a life. But for the most part, what happens is if the leader is majoring on that, majoring on a minor, it won't get to that place where he can really make the difference he needs to in the big things. Because the team gets frozen worrying about what little thing they've done wrong now. What am I going to get written up for today? What am I going to get yelled at for today? May not be that bad, but it's that picky, picky, picky. I remember pick a little, pick, just nitpick all the time. That's not going to work. It gets people nuts. And as leadership, we've got to find those opportunities to speak less, act more, and let things go that really don't matter at all. Now, we still have to be productive and be mindful of what is it going to take to make it excellent. We let little things go, but if I can look at this and say, there's not really anything more that could have been done that will have improved this job that much. It's having that judgment. It's a seesaw. I want to keep my seesaw in balance. We call it a teeter-totter. I don't know where that name came from, but I know that if a seesaw is up and down, it'll get to equilibrium at some point. It'll balance. I used to love to just sit down on the ground and keep my sister up in the air. That was kind of fun for me. For some reason, it was entertaining to sit down there and watch her dangling up in the air saying, let me down, let me down. But the seesaw, what I want in balance of life is that I can keep that thing balanced. And if we get there, if we get to that point, we're really going to be in a better place. So as you think about majoring on minors and minoring on majors, try to reverse that trend and really major on the big stuff and let the little stuff be minor. You've been listening to Green Lines. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you. Hi, this is Steve Green again. Do you want more information on leadership? Would you like to read more? You may or may not know that on the Green Lines blog on Ministry Today magazine, I write every day. If you care to, or if you're having trouble sleeping and you need to go back to sleep, read Green Lines and I guarantee you can go back to sleep really quick. If you want to read more about leadership, find me on Green Lines on ministrytodaymag.com. It's ministrytodaymag.com, and Green Lines will pop up, and if you choose to read it, I'd really appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast. If you would like to read Dr. Green's blog, visit www.ministrytodaymag.com. This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.